outside looking at our family praise service. I'm glad you got here at the 10:30 service. There may be some others that will drift in at just before 11 o'clock that did not get word or forgot, but we're glad that you're here. We want to celebrate and give thanks, is of course the theme of the service, and praising the Lord. You'll have opportunity not only through a song. We're all going to be singing out of the hymn books today. I have not put the words on the PowerPoint because we're going to do some favorites, and you'll be able to choose out of the Baptist hymnal or out of the Wiles hymnal that's before you there. So keep that in mind. Not only will we be praising the Lord in song, but we'll have opportunity for some testimonies this morning. And so if you'll be thinking ahead about that, praise the Lord for something he has done, to magnify him before us, we would love to hear that. So at this point, I've got one other thing I want to share. Ed is here, and Helen, back with us after Ed's surgery. Praise the Lord for him. He has a card here that says, "Words cannot express my profound gratitude and appreciation to God for my brothers and sisters in Christ here at Holly Hills Baptist. Your faithful intercessory prayers and acts of compassion and kindness on my behalf lays up treasure in heaven for you. Thank you for the many prayers, cards, cookies, and telephone calls. Your generosity and kindness are greatly appreciated. God is good and faithful always. He hears and answers prayer. My surgery was successful, my pain is gone, and my recovery is progressing very well. Praise the Lord. In Christ, Ed and Helen." And so we thank the Lord for that that's going on. And I'm trying to look around real quick. How many do we have visitors with us today? Okay. In the middle here, in the back here. Great with us. I'm going to get in trouble trying to name names again there. Would y'all tell us your names here? Yep.
I'm Sue Ann Robinson, and I'm from Alabama.
All right, and
Molly,
okay, and in the back, who do we have?
I'm Andre,
nice to have you with us as well. Am I missing anyone? Debbie has been here before. Praise the Lord, she's back with us. And remind me?
Amber.
I'm glad to have Amber with us today. Larry is back with us today. Pray for Larry. He's going to be starting his chemo pills here this tomorrow and going through that. So that's a good deal of prayers that we need to line up for him in the near future here. Yes, thank you. Come on up here, Tiffany. Tiffany is coming up with a Christmas fellowship for adults. Announcement to let you know what's going on with that.
Still not sure how I'm the one up here, but we have our adult Christmas fellowship on December 4th, so we're really excited about that. We want you all to come. All you need to bring this year is a finger food and a drink, and our fun activity this year is we're dressing wacky tacky. Ugly Christmas sweater, make your own outfit, whatever you want to do, as tacky and as wacky as you can make it. There will be prizes.
Yeah.
So, and there's sign up sheet in the foyer. But we need to know by like next Sunday if you need a babysitter so that we can arrange that, because that's our biggest conflict there. So let us know at least by then. Sign up in the foyer or text me or Ashley, either one. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. There you go. So coming up on us quickly here with the first Saturday of December. Well, let's go ahead and get started with our time of giving thanks. Steve Kaminsky is going to come and lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving as we get started.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Before I get started, I do want to thank you for all the thoughts and prayers for my daughter. Great church family, and I praise you, everyone. She's doing better. They'll probably release her tomorrow. They're going to have her on some medicine for the anti-seizures, and that'll probably be for about the next 6 months. And her life is going to change, and we continually will cherish your prayers on that. Thank you for it. Let me get started here. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for being who you are. We are thankful for your mercy and your grace. Without those, there could be no forgiveness. And forgiveness is that thing is freely offered to all who would believe in the name of Jesus, sent by the Father to suffer, to die, to rise again, defeating death and sin, and offering eternal life in heaven with him. We are thankful for America, for liberty, for this church, our pastor and his family, and for all those who serve you here in any capacity. We're thankful for those who serve and protect America, our military and police, the first responders, and our leaders in government who honor you and serve as an example to those who don't. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to gather here and praise, worship, and to serve you. We ask for your blessing on this day. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Man, our first congregational song is going to be 227, and we're going to have some favorites after a while, so you be thinking about what you want to do for a favorite. Let's stand as we sing. Praise Him, praise Him. 227, did you hear that?
Praise Him, praise Him.
Scripture for us out of Psalm 100.
Morning. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Amen. Thank you.
All right, it's time for some favorites. I'll take two from this side and two from this side. If I don't know it, you get to leave it.
54.
In which book?
The hymnal.
54?
Yes, sir.
I saw another hand up here.
434.
4:13 in the hymnal?
Yes.
Beth?
10 in the hymnal. 4:45 in the hymnal.
Okay. Number 54, first one. We'll just sing one verse of each one of these. Number 54 in your hymnal.
Jesus, Lord.
special coming up here, or a special coming up here with Lila and Heather, Laura on the piano. They'll get in place, please.
Worthy of praise, worthy of honor and glory.
special coming, Amber, Julia, Leah, and Laura.
Praise the Lord.
We're going to hear from our Sunday school classes at this time, beginners through juniors, if they would get in place, please.
While we get ourselves together up here. Thank you very much for allowing us to teach your kids and come each week. We try very hard, starting at just age three, to teach them about how much God loves them and loves everyone and the importance of scriptures in the Bible. And as they get to the other classes, that's reaffirmed and they learn deeper principles. So by the time they get to the teen group, I mean, they're ready to teach the teachers, right?
Amen.
All right, we're going to have a song for y'all together. And go ahead. Sheep.
and how much care it takes to take care of them, and how much love that the shepherd puts into them. The first verse of that psalm is, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." He could have ended it right there. Don't want anything else, don't need anything else. But God, in his wisdom, inspired David to go ahead and write and enumerate the things that God does do for us, all the care and all the love that he gives us in that psalm. And at the end of it, David even looks to the future, where he's going to be. And God will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So I want you to listen to it as we recite Psalm 23.
You ready? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil,
for thou art with
me. Thy rod and thy staff,
they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in
presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth
over. Say it louder, please.
Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Okay, and they're going to sing that chorus for you.
Teens, if you'll come and get in place, please.
Yeah. All right, good morning. This is the teen group, and we are going to sing Who Am I?
$456.
456.
You lucky.
Hey, you lucky. You're going to be up here leaning for
the tithes and offerings today. As they do, there's some prayer requests that have been given to me. One from James and Stacy Livingston in Hawaii that left from here to go there just recently. And James is going through a situation which a lot of others in our church have faced with the mandating of vaccine with him in the military that's going about. And with his medical condition and, of course, some other reasons, he's trying to get exempted from that. And so they're asking prayer for him concerning that situation. And then Stacy's cousin, Todd, I'll leave that with his name there. Just Todd has brain cancer, and they at this point have stopped chemo. His situation is just deteriorating, getting worse and worse. So she's asking both strength and peace for the family as they go through this. And the saddest part is that she does not believe that this man is saved. So just be in prayer that the Lord would give opportunity of the gospel getting to him before it's all too late. But it just reminds us of our need to make sure that we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. Steve and Connie have shared concerning their daughter. Praise the Lord that she is improving a little bit. She still has quite a few things going on, but with the medication they've given her for seizures and the other treatments, she's going to be able to come home, Lord willing, I believe tomorrow. And so we're praying to that end. And then, let's see here. Mrs. Marshall, Irene Marshall, is going to be 100 years old. Is it this Friday? And praise the Lord, not just for old age, but for her faithfulness over the many years. I've been here for 31 years. She was here before me. And I do believe, and I think she has been a very faithful testimony of serving the Lord. Let's go to the Lord with these requests as we continue. Father, we do thank you for the privilege of coming before you, the throne of grace in which it is called, in which we have access directly into your presence because of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that you not only hear the requests that we lift up, Father, you are interested in intervening in those situations. We do lift up these that we have mentioned this morning, with Larry, with his chemo that will be starting tomorrow, and we pray, Lord, for Stacy's cousin that seems to be giving up, and we know, Lord, that while that is a serious condition, the most serious is his spiritual condition. And I do pray that you would open his eyes to see that he may trust the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. We pray for James' situation with the mandates and ask for you to intervene there, work out those details for them. We thank you, Lord, that Steve's daughter, Jennifer, can come home tomorrow. We pray that that will be the case and that the medications will help and that she would not have any further complications. We thank you for your protection of her as she went through this very serious condition. And we, Lord, thank you for Ms. Marshall. We thank you, Lord, for her faithfulness. We thank you for the opportunity we've had for many years to be able to know her and to be encouraged of her. And I pray, Lord, for every one of us here today, as we would think around, especially this time of year, that we would not just be feeling gratitude, but that we would indeed be expressing it. Thank you for the many things that we take for granted in our lives. But Lord, I pray that we would begin to think upon those things even today. Thank you now, Lord, for the opportunity to give of our tithes and offerings. And I pray that as we do, that the needs of this church and ministries will be met, and as well as the opportunity of sending missionaries around the world. And we thank you for all of it in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
next congregational song is going to be 644. We'll move to first, second, last. Children's church will be dismissed and the choir will come down at this time. Let's stand as we sing, please.
When we know him as he is. there is peace inside.
Amen. Opportunity for testimonies right now. So if you are ready to give a testimony, what we're going to ask, Robbie is going to turn around with a camera and put it on you. And so there's evidence. And if you just tell your name, for those that are watching, that will watch us virtually, they'll be able to see and hear in your testimony to the Lord. So then again, this is a testimony of how the Lord and what good things he has done for you. Who's going to be first? All right, Darren.
I just want to thank the Lord for my salvation. My name is Darren Mans, and I would just like to thank the Lord for my salvation and leave me here on March 15th, 2020, when I reconciled and settled that debt. I praise the Lord for that. And having our first service here like this, attending the first service, wow, what a blessing. To see all these singing and praises and glorifying our Lord, and I'm thankful for all that.
Amen. Thank you. Who's next?
I'm Beth Jones, aka the Crazy Shoebox Lady. I just want to praise the Lord for my salvation as well. Just God's grace just made me. And thanks so much for our church and our church family. Thank you for all your help this year with the shoeboxes. Back in the spring, we were in the gym. Josh challenged you. Josh caught me by the arm and said, "Hey, Beth, let's do 900 boxes this year." And I said, "Really?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Okay, well, we're going to shoot for that." So we're probably going to come really close or maybe go over that. So I'm asking y'all to pray for Frank. So, but listen, I hope y'all remember the story of last year. So God's good. He owns everything. He's got this. But he would like y'all to pray about it. So let's all pray about getting it right done. And also, thanks so much to Jennifer and her family for being the person who receives all these boxes. And they've been wonderful. And I thank you so much for that. Thank you for Tiffany and her family as well. I don't know if y'all realize it. A couple Saturdays ago when we did the packing party, saved a lot of wealth, and he did not want these boxes to get packed. And for some of y'all, Chuck Brief may not know that we're in the grave business, so when graves need to be dug, you got to do that. So I got called away Saturday morning at the packing party to take care of some of that, and I lost like 3 hours. So instead of us starting at 4, we didn't start till like 4:30. So thank y'all all who came early and helped. I'll try to do a little better next year, but Satan really didn't want me to get here. But thank you all again for all your help. It is a year-long project, so I'll take anything you want to give all during the year, and y'all say some prayers that my husband don't kill me about the basement until I can get it straight again. And again, thank you all so much, and it's just about all the little children who could be saved through these boxes. And I'm telling you, there's going to come a day once on the other side. And we're going to see these kids that came to know Christ because of this shoebox. So thank y'all again, and pray for Christ.
Amen. God's good. Who else? Yep. Yep.
Well, look at you, Ed. Yeah, how about that? I'm going to try and do this without getting emotional. It's going to be very difficult.
Yeah.
But the first thing I'd like to do is praise God for that most unspeakable, precious, free gift of salvation. And little did I know when I talked to the doctor the first time just how major the surgery that he was talking about, which it turned out to be quite extensive. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate the collective prayers that were offered on my behalf. because without those prayers, I have no doubt that I would not be standing here today this morning. But I am, and God is faithful, God is good always. And I'd like to thank my daughter and son-in-law for opening their house to allow me to convalesce there for a while. And they've been so good taking care of Helen and I, and we do appreciate it so very much. But I love you all, and I thank you for every kindness that you've extended to us.
Amen.
And praise the Lord for it.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Anyone else?
Thank God I still have a finger. Most of you know I lost an argument with a log splitter. Broke the bone in two places, but the Lord was good because he allowed that thing not to cut through the major blood vessel or the nerves in that finger.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been so good to me and to my family. He reached down to save me many years ago, and I don't know why he did, but I know he's not through with me yet. I just thank God for each opportunity that I have to serve him.
Amen. Thank you. Anyone else?
I'd just like to thank God that he's brought us through this year and has kept Marvin safe.
Yeah.
With all, he's had so many problems. few times, but God has always gotten through it. And I'd like to thank everybody for their prayers here in the church for him and all the cards and stuff. I've never got a chance to thank anybody, but thank you all so much. And thank God for his awesome healing power that he gives to all of us and when we ask him for it and for the forgiveness that he sees us through with our trouble, things that we go through that we need forgiveness for. And we just thank you, God, for your forgiveness and for his son, Jesus Christ. And that's about it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Rosa. Anyone?
Pamela Tucker, and I just want to thank the Lord for all the privileges he has provided for me in this life. Wonderful family, a great husband, a long and enduring marriage, a church family that truly loves each other and upholds each other and prays for each other and encourages each other, a job that provides security with good benefits, a country where I have freedom to love my God and to worship in the way that I see fit. I just, health, I mean, I'm a cancer survivor. I've gone through a lot of things in these 64 years of my life. I've lived in many different places. I've met a lot of different people, gone to many different churches. This is a blessed place, and we need to appreciate what the Lord has given us.
Amen. Thank you. Anyone else? Great.
I'm Ruth Stewart. The best and most wonderful day of my life was at the age of 7 or 8 when I came to know Jesus as my Savior. On October the 1st, I was in Maryland for a funeral for my uncle. And the building I was saved in is closed up now. It's like a historical monument. But the pastor there at the church where the funeral was opened it so we could go in. And I could reminisce about that night where I was sitting and going forward, even remembering the Bible verse that the little lady used. I know it's not really a verse for salvation, but behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. Revelation 3:20. That night, God spoke to my heart. I'm so thankful that at a young age, I responded. I'm thankful for my mom and dad who faithfully took us to church where we could hear about Jesus. Thank God for this wonderful church, for Pastor and Vicki. And I want to thank him also for recently my hairdresser was planning to move to Alabama. And my brother Paul said, Ruth, what are you going to do? I said, Paul, I'm not going to have a meltdown. God will provide. So a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to Lynn on the phone, and she said, Ruth, I have some wonderful news. And I just knew she was going to say, we sold our house, we got a good price. At that point, when she told me I did break down, she said, Ruth, we're not moving. So I want to give God the glory and praise for that.
All right. I guess we'll end it up. I'd like to just share a brief testimony myself. Y'all remember last year this time, Vicki and I have been diagnosed with COVID. As of this past Monday, would have been a year ago. And then from this Monday on through Thanksgiving, I got progressively worse. Thanksgiving morning, woke up, my oxygen saturation was around 70, and I could not put sentences together to explain how bad my night was to Vicki, and so ended up in emergency room, a hospital stay for four days, I guess it was, I was there. until my oxygen came up enough that they could send me home on oxygen for about 2 months. But it was a tough time, but through it all, the Lord was so gracious. There's so many things that he kind of brought to my mind and allowed me time to spend. I told Vicki, I said, it is such a blessing to be able to get up and spend time with the Lord without feeling like you're being rushed. And our lives today, they're so busy. We come and go and we run here and there, and there's all kinds of to-do lists that we have. But we need to sometimes just stop and let the Lord speak. Consider how great things he has done to us. What a wonderful God he is. And praise the Lord for that. Amen. We're going to have another special at this time. Emma, Bonita, you with her? Okay, come on, Bonita. And the two of y'all come and share with us that the Lord is great upon you.
For making the sun to shine.
People in the family maybe that is not saved, people that don't want to hear that kind of stuff, and they may put pressure on you not to share, but I would try still to find some way to say something good about what the Lord has done for you, because all of the things that happen in our life, God has his hand in it, and we need to recognize that, and we need to be thankful. Both for the things that are, in our opinion, good, and some always for those things that, in our opinion, may not be so good. But all things work together for good, God says, for those that love him, for those that are called according to his purpose. And I pray that you today have made a choice to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. We've been reminded time and time this morning through songs and testimonies how much we need to give God the praise and be grateful unto him. We've been told by evangelists and others that have come to speak that we ought to have the attitude of gratitude. Tom Farrell was one that really pushed on that. And we know that we missed out this past August, middle of August, when he was supposed to be here with us to have the revival services. And yet the Lord took him before he could get here. But we remember the emphasis, and we are to have an attitude of gratitude. But thanksgiving is more than just an attitude of gratitude. It is the expression of that gratitude. And we are to open our mouths and give thanks. For what are we to give thanks 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Sometimes I think we miss thanking God because we mess up on the thinking of God. We're not thinking about what he is doing, and so we sometimes miss giving him the credit and giving him the glory. Matthew Henry is remembered today for his commentary. I know many pastors that have Matthew Henry commentaries. There's many lay people that have his commentaries. During his lifetime, though, he was known for his gratitude. On one occasion, he was robbed, and while walking down the street, thieves attacked him and took everything that he had of value. Later that night, Matthew Henry wrote the following in his diary. He said, I am thankful that during these years I have never been robbed until now. Okay. Also, even though they took my money, they did not take my life. And although they took all I had, it was not much. And finally, I am grateful that it was I who was robbed and not I who robbed. You know, sometimes I think we don't have a perspective on some things, and we miss giving God the glory for what he has done in our lives. But by the grace of God, that could be us, you see. We have so much to be thankful for, and true gratitude can be found in more places than we often look. The scripture that was read that I asked Stephen to read this morning in Psalm 100, verse 4, I want to bring to your attention again, where it says, enter into his gates, into God's gates, with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Enter into his gates. We're into his presence, into God's house here this morning. We've come for the purpose of praising and thanking him for all that he has done. And that is part of our worship unto him. We are to be thankful and we're to bless his name. It means to say good things concerning him. We're to feel gratitude and we're to say so. And that's so important. Have you ever noticed that thanks is always tied to giving? And it should be. Hebrews 13:15 says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise unto God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving praise unto, giving thanks unto his name. We are to give thanks, we're to do it continually. Psalm 107, verse 22, let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. We can meet together for thanksgiving. We can say, I'm thankful for God, but we ought to also declare his mighty works, what he has done. During Thanksgiving, let's take the opportunity to say what good things, great things God has done for us, and to give thanks. So whether you're before those that are lost, those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, or whether you're with family or friends, whether you're in a church service such as this, we should have an attitude of gratitude. We should contemplate God's wonderful works. We ought to express thanks to God continually. And we ought to praise him with testimony and even with song because of his great goodness. For our God is a great God and worthy of all praise. And we ought to be involved in giving it. In the next few days, you're going to meet those family members, and you'll have that opportunity. Will you take that opportunity and give praise unto the Lord our God? We're going to conclude the service today with singing a song that you don't need your books for it. God is good. God is so good. And I'm going to give you the words as we go through the different parts of the verse. So let's all stand together as we sing. God before you go, I've got just a few announcements I want to put in your mind fresh. There's a Christmas fellowship coming up here on the, it's the 4th, correct?
Yes.
That's just, what, a week, 2 weeks away?
Yes.
And don't forget that. Don't forget to be thinking about Ms. Marshall here at the end of the week. Praise the Lord for her. As you saw in the announcements rotating there, we're not going to do a directory this year. There, if you didn't have one, there's one from last year. There's still some at the doors. You can pick those up. But I didn't think much had changed this year, and so we're going to let that go. And daily breads are at the door. And this coming week for Thanksgiving, excuse me, the midweek prayer service is going to be Tuesday night instead of Wednesday. That'll be at 7 o'clock, and it's going to be primarily just a prayer service meet for those that would like to meet for this coming Tuesday night. And that's all I've got to share. So, God bless you. Thank you for being with us. I hope to see you back tonight, 6 o'clock, the youth ministry, 6:30, our adult Bible study in here in Hebrews. And we're looking forward to what the Lord's going to do. Let's be dismissed in prayer as we go. David, would you mind to lead us in prayer as we dismiss, please?
Gracious Father, we thank you for the privilege we've had to be in this service today, to collectively lift up our praises to you for how good you are to us, and to give you thanks, Father, for what you have done for us. The difficult things that we encounter in life, we still need to give you thanks for. And so we thank you for everything that you've done and for what you are doing in each and every one of us. We ask for your blessing through this holiday.